Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I'm the devil.
I'm Sophia Wilson-Belton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is a Vanderpump Rules podcast.
Yeah, Vanderpump Rules rewatch podcast.
And we're recording at night for the first time.
I know. So sorry if we're crazy.
I'm fucked up for real. Fucked up insane.
Usually I haven't lived any day at all.
I know. And I've lived a damn day.
Dude, me too.
Okay, let me ask you the question because maybe it'll be related.
Yeah, sure.
What's the sexiest and most unique thing that happened to you this week, Hannah?
Today I started at my new job. I had to wake up at 5 a.m.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, it was like I was in middle school. I picked out my outfit the night before.
Of course.
Had everything pre-planned so I could just roll out of bed. I got to work at 6:15 and the guy who was supposed to train me this morning didn't show up until 7:45.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
And he was supposed to be there at 6:15, obviously.
Yeah. So I got to watch the sun rise over the West Village.
And does the cafe open at 6:15 or were you there early to get trained?
The cafe opens at 7:30. So he actually got there after it was supposed to open.
Were you waiting outside?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And it was cold as fuck.
Oh my God. It was so cold. And then I think that job is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to go on
vibes?
My phone.
No.
From 7:15 to 2:15.
Jesus Christ.
Couldn't take out my phone once. Didn't pee. Didn't drink any water. Didn't eat any food.
No.
Yes.
It's like really busy.
It's crazy. Crazy busy. The one notable thing that happened is that my manager and I were having a conversation about, I don't know, what you talk about when you first start a new job. He was like, okay, just so you know, if you're doing a bad job or you're too slow, nobody's going to say it to your face. They're going to say it to me and then I'm going to have to fire you.
What?
And I was like,
that's crazy.
All right, I'll keep that in the back of my head. Everybody here's a fucking snake.
And it's also like, okay, so there's no room for error or correction. No. It's just like, if I do a bad job, one is going to let me know and be like, do this. It's just like, you're fucking fired, bitch. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Damn.
I can't wait to work there full time.
Yeah, wow. And did you feel like the tips were going to being good today?
The tips were being good today.
Okay,
I think the money is going to be good. I'm not getting tips this week because I'm training.
Oh my God.
So I'm just making $16 an hour flat. And when I was leaving, I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I really have to go at 2. I have to pick up my kid. And I obviously forgot to say nanny kid.
Yeah, so they think you're a mother.
So they think I'm a 26-year-old mother. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Literally all love. But maybe they don't. I feel like there's so many nannies in the city and people are constantly being like, my kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you're a nanny kid.
Yeah,
I would never assume someone has a child.
Oh my God, me neither.
No matter how old they are. Literally. I'm like, if you're 33, too young.
Well, you shouldn't have a kid at that age. How do you have the money?
Some people do. I hate to break it to 33.
God,
some people
so
do.
Awful.
Some people are going to go ahead and have enough money to have a kid at 33.
To me, that
many
is
many such cases.
Unimaginable.
I mean, of course. Of course.
I mean, I can't even get into it. Having a child costs $1 million, I think, at least. Way more than
literally
that.
Literally more.
Way more than that. Having a kid costs probably around $2,000. And I don't have that. And I don't.
And that's the only thing holding you back.
That's my sexy, unique thing. Started a new job.
Okay, well, I'm literally praying for you every night before I go to bed.
Thank you. And know that when you are going to bed, I will be waking up in an hour from then.
Well, you actually know that you know that my ass loves to go to bed at 11:30, so... Yeah.
Trying to put myself to bed at 9:45.
Put myself to bed.
Just laying there in the dark, like, what should I think about?
So much to consider.
And you know what I thought about?
What?
I thought, I'm not going to wear makeup on the podcast tomorrow.
Brave.
I never have.
Okay.
And I was like, literally to myself, like, I'm like Pamela Anderson. Because you know how she does that thing now? She doesn't wear makeup.
I'm kind of like Alicia Keys.
I'm brave like Alicia Keys and Pamela Anderson. And just as beautiful.
She looks stunning without makeup.
Oh my God.
She's so pretty.
Yeah.
I love her.
What sexy, unique thing have you gotten into this week,
Sophia? I mean, my sexy, unique thing is that I saw Wicked, ultimately.
Super sexy. Not so unique, but super sexy.
Yeah, not unique at all. But I saw Wicked. I went last night with my brother and my friend, our friend Juliana, because my brother's in town, visiting from Los Angeles. And on the way there, I was crying on the train, obviously, because I am going through a breakup.
Oh, I thought, okay. I thought you were going to say because you were excited about the movie.
Well, I literally did. The second I woke up, I was like, damn, I wish it was 7:30 p.m.
Yeah,
I woke up and I was like, God, what am I going to do with the day until Wicked?
Imagine seeing Wicked at 11 p.m. like I did.
That is hell.
That whole day I was tapping my toe.
And then you're there for 3 hours.
We got home at 3 a.m.
Yep. Okay. Which that math doesn't quite add up, but I do believe you.
Well, you know how long it takes me to get home.
Yeah.
So left the theater at 2, got home at 3.
Amazing. Anyway, I was crying on the way there, just having a moment, because I also just like made the mistake of listening to Gracie Abrams. My bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sometimes you have to.
And also I'm just doing this thing where I'm really trying to feel my emotions.
Wait, everybody's been doing that recently. And it's like, I thought we decided not to.
So I was like, it's actually fine for me to be crying on the train right now when I am getting sushi before Wicked. I'm going to be fine, whatever. And it's powerful to know that. But what happened was that I was kind of crying on the train. And then these two like bad bitches came on. And one of them was taking photos of the other one with her DSLR camera for, I'm assuming, Instagram content.
Baddies on the train.
And I was in the corner of those photos crying.
Oh my God, no.
100%.
Wait, they better not crop you out.
I'm praying they do. I literally like have my hood on. I'm like looking and it's like this girl in like knee-high, like high-heeled like leather boots and then me like experiencing the horrors on the A train on my way to see Wicked.
I love the thought of them not noticing during and then looking back after and being like, fuck, we have to get back on the train.
I know. Me processing tremendous heartbreak in the corner of that girl's Instagram photo. Amazing. Yeah. Then we got sushi, went to Wicked. I had a blast. Like, it was so fun. And I like, did you cry? It didn't make me cry.
No, it did not make me cry.
Juliana was crying through the entire thing. The funny thing that happened was that like Juge was crying. My brother cried a little bit. I didn't cry. Throughout the whole movie, I could hear this like woman behind me like really being like vibing as fuck with the movie.
Yeah, of course.
Like the first noise I heard her make was when the kid goes like, and what makes a person wicked? And she was like, I was like, respect.
Swept away in the wonderful world of Oz.
And so then the movie ends and like Juliana's like sobbing in her seat. And I kind of like look down for a second and then I turn back to my right and Juliana and the woman behind me are fully holding hands.
Oh my God.
She was a sweetheart. She owns like a dog grooming business. She was like, follow us on Instagram. I was like, of course. Yes. I mean, Juliana, she and Juliana were holding hands. Like,
had
immediately.
They been doing that during the course of the movie?
No, they were just at the end. I think they both were like, we are really like feeling it. I think her name is like Tina or something. She was so sweet and cute. She was like there alone. And she was like, oh, it's just like, I'm just feeling so much. Like, that was so amazing. And like, she was, and then she was like, and I did not feel this way after I saw Barbie. I was like, period.
Shout out Tina, your very open heart and your dog grooming business.
I know her dog grooming business is Dogitude and Catitude. So I followed both, obviously.
I had something similar happen to me at the end of Wicked. Didn't hold anybody's hand, but looked into the aisle in front of me and there was a girl in like a Lululemon top and leggings. Mm-hmm. Long brown hair as they have, violently sobbing and shaking.
Totally.
And all of her gay guy friends around her being like, it's okay, it's okay. Like patting her back, hugging her close. And she just is overcome with emotion.
I mean, the thing is a lot of people have like a really strong connection to that play.
Yeah.
Which I don't. And the thing about musicals for me is that I'm always, anytime I find myself watching a musical, which is not often, I feel myself just being like, damn, another song already. And I like can't follow the plot because I'm like, it's hard for me to like process the lyrics as they're singing. And then I'm just like so confused.
To me personally, I'm experiencing the same thought of, I can't believe they're singing again, but I'm excited.
It's bringing you joy. Totally. I don't even feel like I'm not, well, I'm kind of not excited, but I'm more just like, can we have a little bit more plot in between, girls? I just need some dialogue to like really understand what's going on. But that's why I appreciated the movie, because I was like, I guess some people were like, I didn't like how long it was, but I was like,
I loved that.
Honestly, it went by in a fucking flash.
Yeah, it sped by. It could have been longer.
Literally. And I was like really appreciating the plot and the dialogue that helped me kind of understand what was going on. Because I do like to just kind of like vibe when the songs are happening. I feel my brain is doing too much work if I'm like, what does this mean for the plot?
No way. I'm like watching, dancing, hearing, singing. You think I'm also going to be thinking critically?
No.
No chance.
Cynthia's voice is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
That crazy, insane woman.
That crazy girl.
She has got a gift.
She.
She does.
She does. That crazy bitch has a huge gift. Those two things often go hand in hand. Well,
God is not giving out gifts to normal people.
No, he's not.
No, he giveth and he taketh away.
He giveth and he taketh
he
the fuck
you
away.
A sing and he take away a personality.
Well, he, yeah.
Well, they have a big personality, but it's like it's wrong. They can't function.
Yeah, 100%.
They're both homewreckers.
I know. I love thinking about how they're like bonded in the fact that they're both homewreckers.
I know.
They're literally, I tweeted this, but experiencing folie à deux together, which is when you're in like a shared psychosis.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Like the Joker movie.
Literally like the Joker movie.
Which I heard was really bad, by the way.
I didn't see it. I didn't see the first one either.
You didn't see the first Joker?
It's not. That is like truly, in my opinion, none of my damn business.
Sure. I saw it in theaters.
I know.
Smoked weed before, thought that a guy with a gun was in the back, obviously.
Of course. I mean, I...
Because there was a guy pacing around in the back.
No.
Fuck off with that. You're trying to scare me.
I get so scared every time I go to the movies, obviously, that someone's going to kill my ass in there. Actually, we saw it at Cobble Hill, which is like smaller screens, but I was like, okay, they're not going to come here and kill me.
No, not enough people
to even make a difference.
Oh, God. And the outrage if somebody were to die at Wicked.
Oh.
I mean...
Killer.
She's evil.
Okay. Episode 3... You don't know Jax.
You don't know Jax.
Because it's like, so we open up with Stassi, Kristen, and Katie getting brunch post breakup. Because the last episode ended on Stassi and Jax breaking up.
Yeah.
Stassi's moving out.
She says that she has to be alone right now.
But she is already seeing someone.
Which is amazing foreshadowing for the fact that she has a new boyfriend already. And he also works at Sir.
Yeah. And they've been broken up for like 5 days at this point, I think.
Yep.
Max, like that's like the maximum amount of time possible that they've been broken up.
What I mostly take from this scene, Kristen and Katie want Stassi and Jax to be together for some reason.
It's unbelievable. They're both like mad that they broke up. They also like don't really believe her, like that they aren't going to get back together because they like always break up and get back together or whatever. The way that I am like so deeply pro breaking up for so much less, I've been like, you need to dump that person to my friends.
For almost nothing. I'm like, you should break up.
Literally nearly nothing.
I said it before and I say it every time somebody brings up a trouble in their relationship. It's like, if the thought of breaking up has entered your mind.
It's girl, it's time to do it.
There's a worm in there. It's not going to get out unless you break up.
Literally. Literally.
And she's 23.
She is 23.
Break the fuck up with that guy.
I know.
This is the scene where Kristen is like, remember when he picked you up from dance class and you had your hair in that ponytail and he was wearing sunglasses and you guys drove in his convertible down to Malibu? And it's like, I have a gun and I'll kill you. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know. Literally all they have to say is being like, you guys are so cute together. They say, we thought you were going to get married. And then they also say you guys would have the cutest babies.
If I was Kristen and Kitty, I would be begging Stassi and Jax to break up.
Oh, I mean, that is the type of relationship where I probably would be like, I can't be friends with you until this relationship is over.
I love you so much. I cannot be around you.
Yeah, I can't watch you be like.
I have to set a firm boundary.
Yes, literally. And they're like, no, Jax. It's like, yeah, the evil, demented guy that was abusing me emotionally. Yeah, I had to go ahead and break up with him ultimately.
They're like, wait, but we all have so much fun together. And it's like,
literally,
when Jax and Stassi go back to their apartment, he screams at her.
Yeah, 100%.
And then sleeps in his car.
No way he doesn't scream at those other two girls as well.
I know.
The problem is that they just like love the idea that they're all friends and then that all of their boyfriends are friends with each other. And that's like so much more important to them than like the safety and well-being of their best friend, Stassi. Next scene, we have Lisa at Sir meeting with Natalie. Basically, her problem right now is that they have 1 billion employees and none of them want to work. And she's like, the schedule is fucked beyond repair.
This whole scene is just about how the staff at this restaurant is terrible.
So bad.
She's like, can't do their jobs because they don't show up.
She's like, the schedule makes no sense. Like, no one wants to work. And Lisa's like, it'll be fine, girl.
They have 70 employees.
Jesus Christ.
And they can't staff a dinner shift.
Somehow.
That is so crazy.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Then we have a moment at Tom and Kristen's apartment. Oh. Where basically Kristen just borrows Tom's makeup.
Yeah, Kristen is like, I'm a really unlikely model because I don't like makeup. Luckily, my boyfriend loves it. And then
also, I was like, bitch, you're wearing makeup in every single scene of this show.
Yeah, you refuse to be seen without makeup. What
and
do you
she's
mean
wearing
you don't
like
it?
Like liquid liner. I'm like, it's not even like no makeup makeup. You're not fooling me.
No, she's doing a smoky cat eye. They love doing that. And then also in this scene, it just made me giggle. Tom is a fucking idiot. He was like, I wish they made paper that was 8x10 because he's trimming his resumes with a paper cutter.
They do.
What do you mean? Obviously they do.
Obviously they make paper that's 8x10. He is so stupid.
Where are you buying your paper that you're not looking around and seeing them 8x10 size? He's wearing his
like fucked up little vest. He's like pissing me the fuck off, but.
I know, but I actually had a little bit of respect for him in this episode.
Same, and we'll get to it. Then we have kind of the crux of this episode, which is the photo shoot with Stassi and Kristen.
Yeah, the Silk fashion shoot, S-Y-L-K, Silk.
That's the company?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up later.
I'm assuming that the clothes that they make are business casual because that's all that they were putting the girls
100%.
In. 100%. A blouse and a statement necklace.
What we come to find out through this scene is that one of the girls who was there used to be Tom's roommate.
Yeah, Tom, I guess, lived with two female twins at some point.
And the terrible quote that Stassi says is, before Tom and Kristen dated, Tom lived with two Asian twin girls who were models and worked at Hooters. And yeah. She put
models in quotes.
Models in quotes. And I'm like, girl, you're a model in quotes.
Yeah.
Don't 100%. Use air quotes.
And you work at Sir.
Sir.
Whose uniforms are arguably
way sluttier than Hooters.
At Hooters, they have to wear thick tights and tube socks.
And like, the top is like a short sleeve top. Like this Sir dress, once again, is like a piece of tissue. So yeah, like Kristen describes them as quote unquote the kind of girls who used to pose on top of cars in bikinis. And once again, it's like, Kristen, you guys, what do you think you're doing here?
Kristen,
it's not high fashion.
You did that last week at Gay Pride. You got on top of a pink fuzzy float.
Totally.
In a basically a bikini.
100%.
But she's just pissed the fuck off because she is jealous.
She's jealous.
She's really crazy jealous.
And then like she and Stassi are talking and Stassi is basically like, didn't like Tom hook up with one of those girls? And Kristen like kind of goes like black in the eyes. She like blacks out.
Yeah, she does.
She starts freaking out. She starts saying that she feels sick, like she's gonna throw up.
She starts crying almost immediately.
Yeah, 100%.
Crying and feeling nauseous. and then she's like, I have to call Tom. No, fuck, I don't have service up here. And it's like, where are you?
No, where are you? They're in like literally the most like disturbing place, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're in one of those like horrifyingly empty mansions.
Yeah, 100%, where they definitely shoot porn, which is fine. Yes. But once again, it's like, don't act like these girls are below you. You are
not above them. Stassi is like, Kristen, you have to talk to her about it.
No, you don't. You don't have to talk to the girl who hooked up with your boyfriend before you were dating about it.
Before you even met.
You definitely don't need to talk to her.
But Kristen is like, I'm panicking. I'm scared. I don't know how to do it. So Stassi just walks into the room, shouts from across the room.
She doesn't even go over to her.
She's like, Jackie, did you fuck?
Cassie. Sorry.
Cassidy, because their names are Cassie and Jackie.
Yeah. Right?
Cassie, did you fuck Tom Sandoval?
And then the girl goes, that was a really long time ago. And they're both like, why would she say that? And it's like,
why the fuck would she say that?
Well, how would you respond if someone randomly asked you at a photo shoot, did you fuck Tom Sandoval? It seems like a very appropriate response.
You are at work.
You are at work.
There's like the people who are in charge are there. All of your other models are there. That is so awful to do to someone.
It's so evil.
Oh my God.
It's so evil. It's crazy.
And Kristen describes this girl saying it was a long time ago as the worst part of it all.
It's like, what are you talking about?
What did you want her to say?
Literally be like, yeah, and I liked it. It's like, because it was a long time ago. Why are you bringing this up?
And then she's like, it's just, can you please stop talking about it? Because like, it happened on my bed. Like, it happened on my couch. It's
yeah.
Like, that's on your boyfriend for having the same bed and the same couch that he fucked his roommate on years ago.
100%. Yeah, the girls, like Cassie and her like other model friend are like talking about it because she's like, wait, what the fuck? And then Cassie's like, I don't know, like clearly just like weirded out. She's like, I hooked up with this guy like a really long time ago, whatever. And then Kristen is like, can you please stop talking about it? And it's like, well, girl, you guys brought it up.
You asked, bitch.
Did you just want her to be pitch silent? Like, yeah. What did you want?
What did she want?
I mean, she wanted her to like, throw her body off the top of that fucking like patio.
100%. Oh my God. She is so crazy.
And she's just mentally ill.
She is sick for the rest of the episode.
No, like she is literally sick for the rest of the episode. She's letting her fucking BPD flag absolutely fly.
Yep.
And all of.
It's just, I can't imagine anything crazier than like running into somebody that my committed boyfriend of now, like, I want to say like 3 years
or something.
3 years?
Yeah.
Had sex with before he knew me. How could you be angry about that?
Yeah. I mean, to confront the person is like just so mentally ill.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Embarrassing for your boyfriend.
Oh, and you. And humiliating. You, obviously. Humiliating for everyone involved. Yep. And the girl just being like, it was a lot. It is like she doesn't want to talk about it. Like it was a long time ago.
She probably doesn't even want to be on camera anymore, which sucks.
No, literally.
She probably was so excited that Bravo was there.
Okay, then we're back at Sir. Do you remember what Sheena did at the beginning of this?
When Sheena says that she has to work 5 nights a week.
Nope, this is different. Sheena, it's just kind of like a transitional shot. It's Sheena serving someone their food. Mm-hmm. And she goes, where'd your date go? And he's like, bathroom. And she goes, I thought I'd have to fill in for a second. And then the guy is pitch silent. And she goes, just kidding. And that's the whole scene.
I'm sorry, just kidding.
Just Sheena, like, absolutely humiliating herself.
Oh, Sheena.
I know. Oh, Sheena. Oh, Sheena.
Wow, she was not in this episode. Like,
no, she was not. She was not.
Thought I'd have to fill it. That's what she thought she was getting her moment.
I know. She was like, it's like she's like ready to flirt. And the guy is just like, I don't want to do that. Like, I have a date here. And she's
please
like,
stop.
Just kidding. So awkward. So embarrassing. Oh my God. That is the kind of thing that I would do and then think about as I fall asleep at night.
Like, me too.
Why the fuck did I say that?
Me too. But when you are like a waitress, you just have to sort of try.
Yeah, you got to put yourself out there.
And then it just sometimes doesn't work. So it's absolutely sucks landing for flat. That's on camera forever.
It is. But she's just putting herself out there.
Yeah.
If Sheena's going to do one thing, it's put herself out there.
Oh my God, she just can't help herself.
She cannot help herself.
She cannot keep herself in.
Nope. Nope. Okay, so then we have like Jax.
Jax is talking to Frank.
To Frank.
Frank is another alert, bartender. And spoiler alert, the guy that Stassi immediately starts seeing.
Yeah.
But Jax doesn't know that, so he's saying to Frank, he's saying stuff like, this is the first and only girl I've ever been in love with.
33 years old.
33 years old. And then immediately starts talking insane shit about her.
Yep, 100%.
I don't even remember what the fuck he was saying because it's the same stuff he always says.
He's probably just like, she's a bitch. She always like yells at me. I hate her ass, yeah. Whatever.
He's like, I'm so in love with her. I wish she would die.
And then he was like, he also was like, and if she thinks she's getting the fucking dog, she's insane. And I'm like, Jax, you do not have the like mental capacity to take care of a dog.
No way he can't take care of an animal.
The way he would just like absolutely forget to feed it.
He wouldn't
or
feed
take
it
out.
And he wouldn't walk it. He would bring it to, he would get drunk at home and then bring it to the bar one night.
Oh my God, and leave it there.
Yeah,
like
Stassi. Look at my dog. Look at my dog. And yeah, and leave it there. Stassi. And he does sort of treat her
were
like a
you
dog.
At that? There's this lesbian night in Brooklyn called Pat. Were you at the night where that girl brought her dog? And I was like, you need to not do this.
I think I was at that one. Was it big dog or small dog?
Small dog, but I was like, the dog does not look happy. This is a party where it's like, it's not just going, it's not just taking your dog to the bar. It's taking your dog to like a loud ass party where you're going to be there until like 1 a.m.
Crowded party.
And she was just like holding her. I was like, you need to go home. And you actually need to not have a dog. This is like so wrong.
It's inappropriate. It is inappropriate. You're scaring your dog.
Yeah, the dog looks scared as fuck.
That is like sometimes in college, like a guy would show up at a frat party with a dog. And it's like, one, where the fuck did you get that?
Literally.
And two, you're committing animal abuse.
Oh, dear God. That is horrible.
Oh, but they one time really it was cute. Really cute.
Of course.
And I was obviously like so drunk holding it being like, ah, I love this thing. Like bouncing it around, shaking it.
Feeding it beer. And then we have Kristen, the way she literally storms up.
The way she walked up.
Stomping.
Was so
it was
crazy.
Crazy. She
oh
like,
my God.
So she's like going to confront Sandoval about running into the girl that he had sex with before they were together, and Sandoval is sitting with Jax and Peter, and it's literally a shot of Kristen truly like kind of at like a 45 degree angle forward, like
it was
just
like
storming up to them. It was a horror movie.
To me it was kind of like, so again, her eyes were fully blacked out,
of course,
like just nothing there except for anger, and it was kind of like her legs and her arms were moving in the same at the same time, you know what I mean?
Yeah
she
yeah.
was like staggering a little and like foaming at the mouth. She
I know
was, like ready to fight.
She is like made of jello kind of, do you know what I mean? She's so like floppy the way she moves. She's very gangly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she like goes up to confront Tom and like basically they just like won't give her what she wants.
No, because she's being insane. And the
they're immediately like, wait, why did you confront that girl?
Why did
like,
you say
why
that
did
to
you
her?
Say that to her?
And then she the Tom's face when she's talking,
oh,
he's
he looks like he wants to fucking kill her ass.
Yeah, he's like staring at the ground, brows furrowed, actively frowning
like so, or he's like, or they're not looking at each other, they're sitting side by side, and it's like Tom like giving her the nastiest side eye of all time. He literally looks like he wants to murder her.
Yeah, because I would want to murder her too.
Of course.
But he's honestly doing a pretty good job of keeping his cool.
He is. He doesn't freak out.
No, he doesn't freak out even. And she's goading him. She wants it really bad.
Yeah.
It turns out she was working.
Yes.
She was on the clock. She goes back in crying because she's upset that they don't care.
Well, the way that it ends is Tom literally is like, why would you bring that up? And then Kristen is kind of just like, I guess you're right, and walks away, which is like, she really did not get what she wanted.
No, she didn't.
She really wanted a fight, and she just like did not get it. Because all the guys were just like laughing at her being like, yeah, you were like really crazy to that girl. Yes. And that's like not, I don't know what you wanted.
She goes back inside. She's like practically crying. Lisa's like, what's wrong? Is it a customer? No, it's never once
girl,
been
it's
a customer.
It's never a customer.
And she's like, it's Tom. We're fighting. And Lisa's like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear
Literally.
It.
Literally.
Please go back to your tables.
Literally. Then next we have a dry bar moment with Kristen and Stassi.
Where they get champagne. I didn't even know they had champagne at dry
bar.
Yeah,
they do. That's like famously part of it. They give you a little glass. You got to go there, girl.
Now I want to go to dry bar.
100%.
But I've heard that sometimes they fuck your
Yeah,
hair
I've heard
up.
That it's a real toss up as to yeah. whether you walk out of there feeling good or not.
Kristen heard from Katie because what was it?
Kristen just like heard that Stassi was fucking Frank.
Oh, Jax texted Katie, quote unquote, Stassi's fucking Frank. And she goes, we're just hanging out. I'm really happy with him.
I know. I noticed that too. She was like, she did this thing where she was like, we're just hanging out. Like, it's not that serious. And then she goes like, I'm really happy with Frank. It's like the first normal, no drama adult relationship I've had. And I was like, so girl, which one is it?
Which is it?
And also you've been dating, parentheses, fucking for 5 days.
How could you even begin to call that dating? You're out of your mind. You and Jack still live together.
100%.
And are like, spending time in the home together.
Yeah.
Like at home fighting. And you don't have a new boyfriend.
And Stassi's really acting. She keeps being like, I don't know who to choose. And it's like, is there a choice to be made? Like, it's like you're broken up with Jax and you've been fucking someone for 5 days. So I don't know like what choice.
It's not like, oh my God, who do I want to be my boyfriend? Definitely not the one who's not your boyfriend by choice as of 5 days
ago. Of course.
And also the one that probably doesn't even want to be your boyfriend.
I know. But she says she feels torn. The reason she feels torn is that she feels like Jax has turned a new leaf because when she came home from the apartment, he had cleaned it up and he was walking the dog.
He had
which
cleaned
is
the
like
whole apartment and he had walked the dog.
Just doing the absolute bare minimum, of course.
Yeah, but to her, that's like running a marathon.
I know, literally. So
and to
crazy.
Him, he probably slept for like 3 days.
I know,
after
he was
that.
Like, I'm fucking beat.
You're welcome.
He like wiped down the counters with like Clorox wipes and he was like, I got to take a nap.
Clorox wipes is literally a stretch probably with water.
Yeah, 100%. Or like a dirty sponge from the sink. Yeah. She was like, who do I go with? And I'm like, girl, neither.
Please, please, God, neither.
Please, God, let it be neither.
Also, like, what gives you the impression that Frank is that much different than Jax?
I don't know. I have no idea. What's giving her the impression is that they haven't spent enough time together yet for him to reveal to her that he is evil.
Yeah, it's that she doesn't know him.
Yeah.
And she has the memory of a goldfish, yeah. I guess, because she said that for the first week that she and Jax were dating, he was an angel.
Which is also impossible to believe, but.
Yeah, but sound familiar, girl?
Then we're back at Sur again. Lisa confronts Tom about his fight with Kristen. There was one funny back and forth where he was saying something and she was trying to say like, this is my business. Like, this is my, like, I own this place. And mm-hmm. she goes, it's not your business. And he goes, it is my business, because he thought she meant like figuratively, like, I think.
Like my personal drama.
He's
my
like,
business.
No, it is my business. No, and she's business. Like, that's no, I girlfriend. Mean like, this is my, the place I own. You cannot act crazy here.
Oh
He's
my God.
So stupid.
He's so
he
dumb.
Is so dumb.
But I'm sorry, but I did feel kind of bad for him in this scene.
I know, because it wasn't his fault.
No, he didn't do any. He wasn't even working.
No.
He was just in the back having a drink. And he has to be held accountable for Kristen's behavior.
And he, like, diffused the tension as well as possible.
Yes, he did. He didn't start a fight.
It makes me feel sick to my stomach to, like, be on Tom's side. But as I've said, it's like he really,
he's
in the early seasons.
He's a different guy back now.
Back
then.
Now. No, he is. In the early seasons, it is like, he's being way more reasonable than like a lot of people on the show.
Yeah.
Oftentimes.
He's just like sort of a stupid guy.
Yeah.
But then he turns evil.
And then Jax gets drinks with Katie and Kristen.
Dude, do you know what Los Globos is?
Yeah, that was at Los Globos?
Yes, they were at Los Globos. I used to go to Los Globos freshman year of college because it was an 18 and up club. But that is where my first week of college got into a dance battle on stage where there's so much footage of it.
Oh, did you win the dance battle?
Probably not.
Impossible to say.
And that's also where they would have guys dressed up in like mascot costumes, like Mario and Luigi. And one time my friend, I look over, she's grinding on that dude crazy style.
On Luigi?
Yeah. And he's like slapping her ass and she's fully throwing it back. It was so crazy.
That is so crazy.
I used to go up on the stage at that club like every time I went.
The horrible thing that means is that Jax was 100% 33 years old going to Los Globos having sex with 18-year-old girls.
Yeah, for
sure. 100% without a doubt.
Hunting there.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Ew, it's so scary. Oh my God, I met Coach Bolton from High School Musical there and he was a huge pervert.
Yeah, isn't that guy a pervert?
He was.
Because I think he's doing like thirst traps on TikTok right now, if I'm not mistaken. Yes,
they're all Coach Bolton themed.
Oh, God. So like Jax gets drinks with Katie and Kristen, which would piss me the fuck off, first of all, if I was Stassi. Why are you
hanging? Me too.
Why are you? And I get it. They're all friends. But I'm like, why are you getting drinks with Jax?
But there's no way that they're like actually good friends with Jax.
Well, he's impossible to like know on an actual human level.
Yeah. How could you? Like, what would you possibly be talking about with him?
He says, like, he's basically just, like, kind of playing the victim. He's like, I, like, sat down on my bed and, like, broke down and cried the other day. And he's like, if this had been any of my other relationships, I would have, like, gone out and just, like, hooked up with girls. But I'm just, like, not like that anymore. And it's like, okay, stop lying.
He says he wants to stop playing the role of a guy who hurt Stassi. That is who you are That is you to a T.
100%.
You've been doing it for 2 years and you've known her for 2 years.
He's like talking about Frank and he's like, I basically like handed Frank the manual on like how to get with Stassi. And I'm like, how is that true? That's not true. You didn't do that. If by handed him the manual of how to get with her, you mean that she broke up with you and then she was single? Sure.
Yeah. Or that like you said to Frank, Stassi wants me to grow up and stop modeling, but I'm not going to do that. So the manual is what? That she doesn't want to date a model?
A 33-year-old failing model.
That's like common sense, honey.
100%. I'm just like, damn, imagine your two best friends hanging out with your like actual evil ass ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'd shoot them all dead.
And they fucking tell him that she's going to supper club with Frank tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, okay, I'm going to go to supper club.
He's like, wait, guys, totally unrelated. I have to go right now.
Sorry, I have to go to supper club right now. Do you think they're there yet?
So then Jax goes to supper club.
Supper club.
Is that place still open, I wonder?
I don't know. I've never heard of it
before. I've never heard of it.
Why'd they put a red carpet down for the supper club
on
the Walk of Fame?
I have no idea. I have literally no idea.
When they were walking in, I was like, oh, they're going to an event at the supper club where there's paparazzi, but no.
No, it just looks like that.
It's just staged like
that. It just looks like that.
Yeah.
So we just have like Stassi and Frank dancing, doing shots.
They they make out on the dance floor. Yeah,
Frank is just like literally being annoying. He's like drunk and being like, I should probably send Jax a thank you card or whatever. Yeah. For like, once again, it's also like, for what? Stassi broke up with Jax.
Stassi broke up with Jax. He didn't tell you how to get with Stassi.
No.
And Frank is being like, we probably would have ended up together anyways. Blah, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
What are you talking about?
No, you wouldn't.
What are you talking? When he said that, did he mean like we probably would have like hooked up behind Jax's back?
I don't know. It was literal nonsense.
He was just saying like assholic nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, they were drinking so much.
Yeah, I know. Stassi, at one point after they'd done like 3 rounds of shots, Stassi was like, I said I wasn't gonna do shots tonight. And it's like, well, girl,
you've been doing shots. You probably did one when you left your house.
Oh, but of course.
You can see the shift in her where she's having fun. She gets a little too drunk. She gets so sad.
Yeah, she does get so sad. And Jax shows up.
Jax is wearing some kind of suit.
He's wearing just kind of like the classic asshole outfit of like a tight-fitting blazer with like a white shirt like buttoned down to the chest underneath, and it's like, God, I'm begging you to button that thing back up.
I don't think it would button up. I don't think it would fit.
You're right.
It's so tight around the arms and the body.
So tight.
Won't fit over his boobs.
literally his boobs. Yeah, he shows up and
he says he'd just like to have a reasonable talk with her.
Which is coming out of him when he said that, I'm not joking, a chill ran down my spine.
Me too.
Because one, the only people who ever say I just want to have a reasonable conversation are psychotic. Because if you're normal, of course we're going to have a reasonable conversation.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
My conversations don't ever devolve into screaming, fighting, nope, crying. They never do. So it's going to be reasonable. And it's just like such a classic evil guy thing to say before he starts screaming at you.
And it's insane to show up at the club.
Yes.
Where your ex-girlfriend yes. is with her new boyfriend, quote unquote, and say, I just want to talk.
Yeah, it's like,
why here?
Given the context. Why now? Given the context, we actually can't have a reasonable conversation here. I'm drunk.
He's like, I'm not drunk. I'm not drinking tonight. She is blackout.
I know.
Leave her be.
I know. So they're like having a conversation. She's just like crying. And he's just doing the thing where he's like, I don't want to make you upset. I don't want to make you upset. And it's like, then leave because your presence is making her upset.
He was scaring me so bad in that convo, being like, I love you forever. I'm going to love you forever.
Ew, he said.
He said, I know you still love me. He said, I'm going to change overnight. He said, I'm going to change. She said, you never change. He said, I'm going to change overnight. Why haven't you yet then?
Also, when he says, like, I know you still love me, it's like, well, we did break up 3 days ago. So the feelings haven't really changed. Yeah, that's part of it.
It's just a heartbreaking moment when he's like, okay, I love you so much. I'm going to change overnight. We need to get back together because I'm in love with you. Please go have fun at the party.
He's being so manipulative. He's saying all that and then being like, I'll let you go have a fun night. And she's like, I can't have a fun night anymore. You came here and made me cry.
Yeah, you ruined my night.
You ruined my night. So you leaving or staying doesn't make a huge difference. The night, it's ruined.
The night's over now. And then he goes back inside with her to get her stuff. And Frank is obviously there like, what the fuck? And Jax goes like, wow, Frank must be feeling really bad right now because I just walked in, said a couple words, and I'm leaving with her with ease.
I know.
No, you're not. So gross. You had to humiliate yourself and beg.
I know. It really is like you're catching her at her lowest point.
You are purposely putting her through emotional turmoil.
Yes.
You are wrecking her.
Yes.
And you don't give a fuck because you are an emotionless freak.
Literally.
I hate him so bad.
I hate him.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. He's talking about her like she's a prize.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's like the only reason you are doing this is because you think that she's interested in someone else. Because you don't care about her. You just have like weird rage, jealousy feelings.
Yeah.
That you can't control.
And she said that and he was like, no, I'm in love with you. Stop.
I don't think he's capable of love.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's capable. I don't think he's capable of love at all.
I feel almost 100% sure that he's not capable of love.
Yeah, I do too. I really do.
What happened to him, Jason Couchy?
I have no idea. Maybe he got dropped or something. His family is fucked up for sure.
Oh my God. His family is really fucked up. Yeah. They're never on the show.
No.
And everybody else's is.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, sorry, but I did just remember that Tom Schwartz has 3 triplet brothers and he's the hot one.
They are. So crazy.
When they all missed their flights.
It's so crazy. It's so, so crazy.
I love when they make an appearance on the show. They are like 3 fucking cartoon characters.
I know.
Sent there to like destroy Tom Schwartz.
They are like literally the 3 Stooges.
Yeah.
Those guys are so It is like, it's like they all... Because their triplets got the power of one person's brain split between the 3 of them. Yeah.
And it's like, wait, you can think Tom Schwartz is ugly or think he's hot, but he is objectively 200 times better looking than those guys. More
than that. Way more than that, girl. Like,
how the fuck did that happen?
I know. They look so different. And the fact that Schwartz's whole thing is he's like, he's a man child because he felt like he had to raise them. Hello?
He did. And he did a really bad job.
Of course, he did a terrible job. They're
and that's
so
why they
stupid.
All came out that way.
I know. Anyway. So then Jax and Stassi leave. and Frank is like yelling. He's like mad. He's just like being a disgusting like ape, basically.
Yeah.
And then he drops a bomb, which is that Jack's got a girl pregnant 2 months ago in Vegas.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's like, of course.
And immediately you know that's true.
Oh, 100%. And it's not the first time. No way in hell. Do you think that Jack has children out there that he doesn't know or that he does know about but that we don't know about?
No, and only because I can't imagine
not aborting the child.
Getting an abortion if I got pregnant from
at the hands of Jax Taylor. 100%.
Like, in what world would you keep that baby?
I could not do it, obviously.
It's like, what, you have sex in that tent room and mm-hmm. then you're like, actually, I want to raise this child? No. No way.
I'm imagining having sex with him and it's like, you die. I don't know if you did this when you were little, but like my brother and I would do the thing where it's like you put a fan underneath the sheets and then like it like blows up. It's like, that's his room though. That's
his bedroom.
The whole mattress is
that's
his
where
room.
Where he lives. There's a bunch of other guys around.
Yeah, 100. Yeah, it's like the shadows of like Schwartz mm-hmm. and Sandoval.
They're like standing there watching.
Literally. Oh my God.
No, you can't keep that baby. It's going to come out wrong.
It's going to come out wrong. Then we have Jax and Stassi's apartment.
All of Sir staff is there.
It's so weird. It's literally Stassi is on the floor crying. Frank is on the couch with two people that we've like never really seen before.
Jen has been around a little bit. But
she was at the bar with them, but that's it.
She never breaks through. And then Jeremy, the busser.
Who's just like on the couch, like on his phone. And it's like, why are they here?
And it's like, okay, this is why the restaurant isn't running, because they're all hanging out to do this kind of shit.
Yeah, just like someone's crying on the floor and they're like, yeah, I'll sit there while you cry on the floor.
Go to work.
And then Kristen and Katie show up and the vibe is just them being like, who the fuck are these three people, basically?
Literally.
They're like, Kristen is in the confessional being like, we do not hang out with them. I was shocked to see people there when we walked in.
She was like, Stassi texted us that she was sobbing and really, really, really upset. So we showed up and there were new people there.
Yeah. So basically Stassi's crying and they like, she like can't communicate. She's like too emotionally overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And like Kristen is being like, what happened? Like, being like, tell us what happened. And then I think finally like turns to someone else and is like, can you tell us what happened? Like, and Jeremy or whatever.
It's Frank though. Frank steps in.
Yeah, Frank is like.
And is like, Jax is a fucked up piece of shit. Like, he deserves to die. And then Stassi is like, fucking fuck. Jax got a girl pregnant in Vegas.
Yeah. And then immediately like Katie and Kristen are like, well, I don't believe that. This shit pissed me off.
They pissed me off so much.
Because they're being such terrible friends.
Those are supposed to be your girls.
I know.
What? Even if you don't believe it, she's sitting on the ground sobbing. Like, give her a hug and say you're sorry.
I know. And like, the reason they're saying they don't believe is because they're like, well, Frank has an incentive to lie to you about this. But it's like, but Jax did that. But and you know he did that.
That's sort of classic Jax behavior.
It's literally classic Jax behavior.
And Frank is not smart enough to make up a lie.
No.
That Jax got a girl pregnant in Vegas 2 months ago. And the reason that he knows is because he was in the car with Jax when the girl called him to say, don't worry, I got an abortion.
100%. And
he
like,
can't story tell like that.
No. He's only smart enough to, if this, withhold the information until a time that is like opportune for him.
Yeah, and to me I'm kind of like, I think he just forgot.
Well, also they're like, well, why didn't you tell Stassi before? And it's like, well, we weren't fucking before.
Yeah.
So,
and why would I tell her that? It's just gonna make her so mad and sad.
Yeah, 100%.
And she's like having fun with me right now. I'm not gonna absolutely drop a bomb on her.
Yeah. Stassi points out the hypocrisy of like Kristen defending Jax for doing this after she like freaked out at that girl at the photo shoot, and I was like, that's a really good point, Stassi.
That's an amazing point. Oh, but it is funny because Stassi like hyped her up to be like, go talk to her.
I know. But it is so funny to be like, I don't Kristen freaking out at this girl who had sex with her boyfriend before they were together and then being like, I just don't understand why you're so upset that your boyfriend got someone pregnant in Vegas. And it's like, you're sick.
Also, like, Stassi's really stuck on the fact, I guess I would be too, but I don't know. I've never been in this kind of position. I really don't fraternize with people who would do something like that. But she's like, he cheated on me. And it's like, isn't the bad part the pregnant part?
Well, yeah, because it is like, well, girl, he's been cheating on you.
I thought we knew that already.
I know.
It's bad that he had unprotected sex with this stranger on a guy's trip in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You should be thanking your lucky star she got an abortion, though.
100%.
Kristen is like, well, I hate to bring it up. are you going to tell Sir anything?
I know, because Stassi, basically, like, Stassi is supposed to be at work right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Kristen's like, so, like, you going to text Lisa or what's the vibe?
Stassi's like, absolutely fucking not. I'm not going to work.
She says, there's no fucking way I could have walked around Sir serving people fucking crispy chicken knowing this information, which is an amazing quote.
Yeah.
Knowing this information.
Knowing this information.
And then we kind of have, like, a smash cut to Lisa and Natalie at Sir.
Where Natalie's like, she's doing it again. She's the worst employee we've ever had.
She's doing it again. They're trying to do her accent.
That woman is gorgeous as well.
She's beautiful.
Natalie is like, bitch, can we please fire her? She yeah. never comes to work.
Yeah. And Lisa's like, no.
Stassi is Lisa's little darling.
I know. And so basically what Lisa has Natalie do instead is that she's like, just take Stassi off of the schedule for the week. So she basically is like kind of pseudo suspended, mm-hmm. but like not even using that word. Mm-mm. And then instead replace her with Sheena, because Sheena also earlier in the episode was like, I need more shifts. Otherwise, I will not be able to pay my rent. Yes. I was like, respect.
Absolutely. In that moment, I loved Sheena.
I know.
And in this moment, I felt a lot of pity for her because they are fucking her so bad.
Sheena?
I just feel like everybody, Stassi's going to get so mad at Sheena.
Of course.
For like taking over her role in the restaurant, even though Stassi does not even want to be there.
No, I know. And then we like cut back to Stassi at Jax's again, at her and Jax's place. They're like drinking his champagne, his Cristal.
They drink $600 worth of his Cristal.
Yes.
And put a bunch of cigarette butts in it.
Yeah. So then when the next scene, Jax and Tom go to the apartment to like get Jax's stuff, Jax is like, I cannot believe they drank $600 of Cristal. I'm like, he's acting like they were behaving like animals. And it's like, well, that's what you would have done. Had like, if you had drank in this champagne as you planned, you also would have had it all in one go and put cigarettes in the bottles.
100%. And also, if you found out that Stassi had fucked some guy in Vegas and gotten pregnant, you probably would have committed a bad crime.
Yeah, you would have burned the apartment to the ground. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Oh, my God. Also, speaking of Jax and Tom at the apartment, Jax's sweater.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Jax's sweater.
What?
It's fully inside out
and
with the clothing tags, and it's ripped
up the arm, and they don't talk about it. He's wearing a sweater inside out, the little like things that you put on the hanger hanging off the neck, and then the inside of the arm is completely ripped, and it's like, why are you wearing that?
Why are you wearing that? You just came back from a photo shoot in Malibu, supposedly.
It was
so, where's that sweater from? The shoot? Why is it on inside out?
I don't know. They never explained that. I was like, what's going on?
It's so crazy to not even say anything about that.
I know.
And he's having this like insanely dramatic moment. And I obviously can't take him seriously anyways.
Of course.
But not in a gray polyester inside out H&M sweater with a rip up the arm.
Absolutely not. I know. It was literally H&M. I thought that too. Yeah. Jax is just like lying. He's like, he says, when would I ever have cheated? Every single night you cheat.
At least once a week you cheat.
More. When would I have cheated? And also it's like, well, you went to Vegas, so that's a perfect opportunity as well.
You cheated when you went to Vegas with your boys.
Of course. And then Sandoval is like so mad. He keeps going, I'm fucking livid. It's like the boys like share this brain and it's just like insane. They're like, there's no reason for him to be mad.
Why would you be mad at
the
girls?
There's no reason for him to be mad at all.
And then
she didn't do anything wrong.
No, she certainly didn't do anything to you.
No.
And also, that's your girlfriend's best friend.
100%.
Tom says, I've known Jax for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell when he's lying. I can see it in his eyes. And he takes a pause and you're hoping, please do the right thing. And he says, he's definitely telling the truth.
And this goes back to the thing that I was saying last episode about how they've definitely committed a terrible crime together. Mm-hmm. Because so either you're a fucking idiot and you believe him, which sure, that could be true. Or you're lying for him, because it's like they're so loyal to each other.
In a way that just doesn't make sense unless there was some kind of other motivating totally. Factor.
I will say this. In reality, it's because they have actually – and I still maintain that they've committed a crime. But part of it is that it's like they just have actually no respect for women. Like a huge part of the show is that like the men in particular, or the men just period, really only have respect for one another, like over their girlfriends, over any woman.
Time and again. again.
They have so much respect for their actual, like, disgusting, like, degenerate, like, psychopathic friends.
Even when their friends, like, they're all committing wrongdoings against each other, the way that their boys have treated them is leaps and bounds worse than what any woman has ever done to them. And yet still, it's really hard for them to see a woman as a person.
It is. It is.
Almost impossible.
Yeah. It's just so crazy. They just, like, the way that they just, like, do not have respect for any of, literally, like, even, like, view the women as people. Mm-hmm. But they're like, I would take a bullet to the chest for Jax Taylor.
Yeah. He would, like, Tom would throw his life away defending literally Jax Taylor.
Which is just,
you live with your girlfriend.
I know.
Like, what? The I know. Fuck is your problem?
It's so, so crazy.
It's just, ugh, it is so sickening.
Episode basically ends with Jax going to stay with Tom and Kristen, and Tom says to Jax, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, kind of like radiation.
A poignant ending so from true. Tom Sandoval.
So true. The relationship is like radiation.
He's absolutely not wrong about that.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. Just quick.
No, please.
Does he mean like chemotherapy?
Because I thought he meant like Chernobyl.
If you get exposed to radiation in Chernobyl, that doesn't make you stronger.
Well, I know. That's part of what's so funny about it is that even if the radiation didn't kill you, it certainly didn't make you stronger.
All it does is make you weaker.
100%.
Until it kills you.
Gives you like terrible deformities and like defects for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Oh.
So much to think about.
And that is the episode.
That is the episode. Who's your hero and villain of this episode?
My villain this episode is Jax.
Obviously.
Mean, it has to be.
My hero, I hate Frank so much. He reveals himself to be an absolute psychopath mm-hmm. down the line. But he's kind of my hero for bringing that information to the show.
Me too. That was like, it needed to be said and he said it.
Yeah.
And
I don't think he did it for pure reasons at all. Like, I think he did have like the most like malicious intentions of all time. But I'm glad that he said it and I'm glad that it got brought to the show.
Me too.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening.
Guys,
please feel free to rate and subscribe and even leave a review.
Yes.
And we love you so much.
See you next time.
Bye, 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 bye.